Janmadyasya yaton vayad itaratas chartesh vabhigya swarat
Janmadyasya yaton vayad itaratas chartesh
vabhigya swarat Tene brahmaradaya adi kavaye muyanti yat surayah
Tene brahmaradaya
Ejo bari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrsha.
Ejo bari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrsha.
Dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param timahi.
Dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param timahi.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Janmadyasya yaton vayad itaratas chartesh vabhigya swarat
Janmadyasya yaton vayad itaratas chartesh vabhigya swarat
Tene brahma hridaya adi kavaye muhyanti yat surayah
Tene brahma hridaya adi kavaye
Ejo bari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrsha.
Ejo bari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrsha.
Dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param timahi.
Dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param timahi.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Madhyasya Yatoni Vayat Nitaratas Chattasveya Vigyanat Swarat
Janmadyasya Yatoni Vayat Nitaratas Chattasveya Vigyanat Swarat
Tene Brahmaridaya Adikavaye Muyanti Yatsurayah
Tene Brahmaridaya Adikavaye Muyanti Yatsurayah Tejo bari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrsha.
Dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param timahi.
Dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param timahi.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janmadyasya yaton vayad itaratas chartesh vabhigya swarat
Tene brahma hridaya adikavaye muhyanti yatsurayah
Tene brahma hridaya adikavaye muhyanti yatsurayah
Tejo bari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrsha
Tejo bari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrsha
Dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param timahi
Dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param timahi
Who else?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya
Janmadyasya yaton vayad itaratas chartesh vabhigya swarat
Tene brahma hridaya adikavaye muhyanti yatsurayah
Tene brahma hridaya adikavaye muhyanti yatsurayah
Tejo vari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrsha
Tejo vari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrsha
Dhamna svena
sena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Janmadyasya yatondvaya vitaratas chartesha vigyaswara
Tene brahma hridaya adhikavya
mukhyanti yat surya Tene brahma hridaya adhikavya mukhyanti yat surya Tejo bari mridam yata vinimayo yatra pisarvo mrsha
Namasteva sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi
Namasteva sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Can I give it a try? Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Janmadyasya yatondvaya itaratas chartesha vigyaswara. Tene brahma hridaya adhikavaye muhyanti yat surayah
Tejo vari mridam
yata vinimayo yatra trisargo misha Tejo vari mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo misha Tamna sena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi
Om,
my Lord,
Namaha,
offering my obeisances,
Bhagavate,
unto the personality of Godhead,
Vasudevaya,
unto Vasudev,
the son of Vasudev,
or Lord Sri Krishna,
the primeval Lord.
Janma Adi,
creation, sustenance, and destruction.
Asya,
of the manifested universes.
Yataha,
from whom?
Anvayat,
directly.
Itaraha,
indirectly.
Cha,
and.
Arteshu,
purposes,
abhigyaha,
fully cognizant,
swarat,
fully independent,
tene,
imparted,
brahma,
the Vedic knowledge,
adhikavaye,
unto the original created being.
Muhyanti,
are illusioned.
Yat,
about whom?
Sudayaha,
great sages and demigods.
Tejaha,
fire.
Bari,
water.
Mridam,
earth.
Yata,
as much as.
Vinimayaha,
action and reaction.
Yatra,
whereupon.
Trisargaha,
three modes of creation.
Creative faculties.
Amrasha,
almost factual.
Tamna,
along with all transcendental paraphernalia.
Svena,
self-sufficiently.
Sada,
always.
Nirasta,
negation by absence.
Kuhakam,
illusory.
Sorry.
illusion.
Satyam,
truth.
Param,
absolute.
Timahi,
I do meditate upon.
O my Lord, Sri Krishna, son of Vasudev, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes, of the creation, sustenance, and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen in water. Only because of him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. Purport. Obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Vasudev directly indicate Lord Sri Krishna, who is the divine son of Vasudev and Devaki. This fact will be more explicitly explained in the text of the work. Sri Vyasadev asserts herein that Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and all others are his direct or indirect plenary portions or portions of the portion. Srila Jiva Goswami has even more explicitly explained the subject matter in his Krishna Sandarbha. And Brahma, the original living being, has explained the subject of Sri Krishna substantially in his treatise named Brahma Sangita. In the Samaveda Upanishad, it is also stated that Lord Sri Krishna is the divine son of Devaki. Therefore, in this prayer, the first proposition holds that Lord Sri Krishna is the primeval Lord. And if any transcendental nomenclature is to be understood as belonging to the absolute personality of Godhead, it must be the name indicated by the word Krishna, which means the all-attractive. In Bhagavad Gita, in many places, the Lord asserts himself to be the original personality of Godhead, and this is confirmed by Arjuna and also by the great sages like Narada, Vyas, and many others. In the Padma Purana, it is also stated that out of the innumerable names of the Lord, the name of Sri Krishna is the principal one. Vasudeva indicates the plenary portion of the personality of Godhead, and all the different forms of the Lord being identical with Vasudeva are indicated in this text. The name Vasudeva particularly indicates the divine son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Sri Krishna is always meditated upon by the Paramahansas, who are the perfected ones among those in the renounced order of life.
Om Gyanatimirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Manam Sri Chaitam Namano Pistam Stapitam Jena Putale Shayam Rupakada Mayam Dathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru
Sri Jata Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitamstam Siddhidam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Shri Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhau Deen Vanto Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindho Vyeva Cha Pratitanam Vavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vaishnavi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vyasadeva begins by offering his obeisances to Vasudeva, and Srila Prabhupada begins by clarifying that Vasudeva means Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva, or Lord Sri Krishna, is the cause of all causes. Everything that exists emanates from the Lord. How this is so is explained in later chapters of this work. This work is described by Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya as the spotless Purana, because it contains the transcendental narrations of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The history of the Srimad Bhagavatam is also very glorious. It was compiled by Sri Vyasadeva after he had attained maturity in transcendental knowledge. He wrote this under the inspiration of Narada, Sri Narada, his spiritual master. Vyasadeva compiled all the Vedic literatures containing the four divisions of the Vedas, the Vedanta Sutras, or Brahma Sutras, the Puranas, the Mahabharata, and so on. But nevertheless, he was not satisfied. His dissatisfaction was observed by his spiritual master, and thus Narada advised him to write on the transcendental activities of Lord Sri Krishna. These transcendental activities are described specifically in the 10th canto of this work, but in order to reach to the very substance, one must proceed gradually by developing knowledge of the categories. This history will be related in greater detail later on, how Vyasadeva came to write Srimad Bhagavatam under the instructions of Vyasadeva. Relax. The Nigamam Kalpataror Galitam Palam. Bhagavatam will be described as the ripe fruit of Vedic knowledge, written by Vyasadeva in his maturity. And it's described gradually. The substance is the pastimes of Krishna. But we reach that substance by proceeding gradually, step by step, canto by canto, so that we'll understand properly who Krishna is. It is natural that a philosophical mind wants to know about the origin of the creation. At night, he sees the stars in the sky and he naturally speculates about their inhabitants. Such inquiries are natural for man, because man has a developed consciousness, which is higher than that of the animals. The author of Srimad Bhagavatam gives a direct answer to such inquiries. He says that the Lord, Sri Krishna, is the origin of all creations. He is not only the creator of the universe, but the destroyer as well. The manifested cosmic nature is created at a certain period by the will of the Lord. It is maintained for some time, and then it is annihilated by his will. Therefore, the supreme will is behind all cosmic activities. Of course, there are atheists of various categories who do not believe in a creator, but that is due to a poor fund of knowledge. The modern scientists, for example, have created space satellites, and by some arrangement or other, these satellites are thrown into outer space to fly for some time at the control of the scientist who is far away. Similarly, all the universes, with innumerable stars and planets, are controlled by the intelligence of the personality of Godhead. Well, Srila Prabhupada places the Bhagavatam as the book meant to answer the fundamental inquiries of a human being. Naturally, we ask about the origins of things. Where does this come from? Child asks, where does this come from? Gets the answer, well, where does that come from? Well, where does that come from? And wants to trace back. So here the Bhagavatam traces everything back to the original source, the personality of Godhead, the source of creation and also the source of destruction, and the director for all activities in between. Prabhupada makes the point early on that the nature of the cosmic manifestation implies intelligent direction. As at that time, Sputnik, Prabhupada, I think in the original said Sputnik, space satellites, because that was what was going up at the time. The Russians were sending the first satellites up into space. And Prabhupada observed that so much intelligence is needed just to fly one little Sputnik. So what to speak of the larger arrangements of the cosmic manifestation? There must be intelligent direction, and that's the direction of Krishna. In Vedic literatures, it is said that the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, is the chief amongst all living personalities. All living beings, beginning from the first created being, Brahma, down to the smallest ant, are individual living beings. And above Brahma, there are even other living beings with individual capacities, and the personality of Godhead is also a similar living being. And he is an individual, as are the other living beings. But the Supreme Lord, or the Supreme Living Being, has the greatest intelligence, and he possesses supermost, inconceivable energies of all different varieties. If a man's brain can produce a space satellite, one can very easily imagine how brains higher than man can produce similarly wonderful things which are far superior. The reasonable person will easily accept this argument, but there are stubborn atheists who would never agree. Srila Vyasadeva, however, at once accepts the Supreme Intelligence as the Parameshwar, Supreme Controller. He offers his respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Intelligence, addressed as the Para, or the Parameshwar, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that Parameshwar is Sri Krishna, as admitted in Bhagavad Gita and other mysteries. Sorry, made in the Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures, delivered by Sri Vyasadeva, and specifically in this Srimad Bhagavatam. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that there's no other paratattva summum bonum than himself. Therefore, Sri Vyasadeva at once worships the paratattva, Sri Krishna, whose transcendental activities are described in the 10th canto. Now, Krishna is the supreme intelligence, and intelligence implies person. Every one of us is an intelligent person. There's someone still more intelligent, someone more intelligent. And when you come to the original, he's the supreme intelligence, or the personality of Godhead. Paratattva means the supreme truth, summum bonum, the highest good or the highest truth. That the highest truth is Krishna is the opening assertion of this book. Any questions so far?
In order to reach the very substance, one must proceed gradually by developing knowledge of the categories.
That's explained in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that there are 10 categories of subject matters in Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra sarga visargas cha. First there's sarga, or creation, and visarga, or the sub-creation. Then there are the activities of the manus. There's maintenance of the devotees. In this way, there are 10 or 9 subject matters. And the 10th subject matter is the ashraya, the shelter of everything, the personality of Godhead. Everything else is called ashrita tattva, that which takes shelter of the personality of Godhead. And the personality of Godhead is the shelter himself. Everything else is an emanation from Krishna, and Krishna is the source of all emanations. So one should know everything, all the different categories, and in that way one will get a clearer understanding of the substance, the personality.
Atheists of various categories.
Atheists of various categories. It doesn't mean these categories that we were just discussing. It means all sorts of atheists. Scientific materialists, this kind and that kind. Everybody's his own kind of atheist. Every atheist is one of a kind. So they may deny the personality of Godhead, but atheists will accept at once. Is that okay?
Yes. Is impersonalist considered an atheist?
The impersonalist considered an atheist sometimes because he doesn't accept the personality of Godhead. So sometimes he's considered among the theists, but of a lower category. Or sometimes they're considered atheists because they don't accept the personality of God. Anything else?
Well, on that same subject, Buddhists, are they considered also both?
Are they considered atheists?
Atheists.
Yeah, because they deny the personality of Godhead. So they're considered atheists, yes. They consider themselves atheists. Yeah, they explicitly say in their philosophy that there's no God, there's no even no soul, anatma. So
they're atheists by declaration, by their own declaration. Anything else? Yes.
Shiva Vyasa starts by Gayatri Mantra, and I'm just wondering, some Gayatri Mantras in our Sampradaya are confidential, and still we can see that here is like disclosing.
Well, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is confidential, but it's not hidden. Gayatri is a meter, actually. So he begins with Gayatri, but that's described next. Something else? Read on a little bit more. In another paragraph.
Unscrupulous persons go immediately to the 10th canto, and especially to the 5 chapters which describe the Lord's rasa dance. This portion of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the most confidential part of this great literature. Unless one is thoroughly accomplished in the transcendental knowledge of the Lord, one is sure to misunderstand the Lord's worshipable transcendental pastimes called rasa dance and his love affairs with the gopis. This subject matter is highly spiritual, and only the liberated persons who have gradually attained to the stage of Paramhansa can transcendentally relish this rasa dance. Srila Vyasadeva therefore gives the reader the chance to gradually develop spiritual realization before actually relishing the essence of the pastimes of the Lord. Therefore, he purposely invokes a Gayatri mantra, Dhimahi. This Gayatri mantra is meant for spiritually advanced people. When one is successful in chanting the Gayatri mantra, he can enter into the transcendental position of the Lord. One must therefore acquire brahminical qualities, or be perfectly situated in the quality of goodness, in order to chant the Gayatri Mantra perfectly, successfully, and then attain to the stage of transcendentally realizing the Lord, his name, his fame, his qualities, and so on. A very important point, that Srimad Bhagavatam has to be understood gradually, not that we just jump to the most confidential parts and try to understand them or relish them. The honest student progresses step by step, and the dishonest person thinks, let me make business out of this or whatever. And we should go step by step in understanding Srimad Bhagavatam so that we can actually realize it. It's not just a book for making a living or a book for casual study, but by reading Srimad Bhagavatam properly under qualified guidance, we can become freed from material existence and go back home, back to God. Any questions more? Yes.
Can you say something about the relationship between chanting Gayatri and chanting the Mahamantra?
Gayatri and Mahamantra. Yeah, Mahamantra is the basic thing. Chanting of Hare Krishna will free one from all material contamination and bring one to the stage of love of God. Chanting of the Gayatri Mantra is to help us in reaching that stage. The Gayatri Mantra is especially required for those who are to be initiated in the worship of the deity and perform that. Yes? Did that make sense? Okay. More about that?
What's the Gayatri Mantra?
What's the Gayatri Mantra? It's a mantra given by the spiritual master to the disciple at the time of Diksha or initiation.
So it's a little confidentially given, and it's to be chanted silently or to oneself, unlike Hare Krishna, which everyone can chant.
Is it offensive to give Gayatri Mantra to everyone?
Huh?
Is it offensive?
Gayatri Mantra is not to be given to everyone. It's just kind of, not that it's like giving a doctor's certificate to everyone or letting everyone practice surgery. You have to become qualified. Then you're given these things. Yeah. Or even if you want to study calculus or algebra, then first you go through basic mathematics. Then you come to more advanced mathematics.
So the chanting of Gayatri purifies us and helps us to chant Hare Krishna mantra.
Yeah, that's the idea. Anything else? Tell me what to do. Should we stop here?
We should read a little more. I don't know exactly where you left off.
I know. Srimad Bhagavatam is the narration of the Swarup of the Lord, manifested by His internal potency. And this potency is distinguished from the external potency which has manifested the cosmic world, which is within our experience. Srila Vyasadeva makes a clear distinction between the two in this sloka. Sri Vyasadeva says herein that the manifested internal potency is real, whereas the external manifested energy in the form of material existence is only temporary and illusory, like the mirage in the desert. In the desert mirage, there's no actual water. There's only the appearance of water. Real water is elsewhere. The manifested cosmic creation appears as reality, but reality of which this manifested, of which this is but a shadow, is in the spiritual world. Absolute truth is in the spiritual sky, not the material sky. In the material sky, everything is relative truth. That is to say, one truth depends on something else. This cosmic creation results from interaction of the three modes of nature, and the temporary manifestations are so created, as to present an illusion of reality to the bewildered mind of the conditioned soul, who appears in so many species of life, including the higher demigods like Brahma, Indra, Chandra, and so on. In actuality, there is no reality in the manifested world. There appears to be reality, however, because of the true reality which exists in the spiritual world, where the personality of Godhead eternally exists with His transcendental paraphernalia. Krishna has primarily two energies, external and internal. The internal energy creates the spiritual world, or manifests the spiritual world, and the external potency manifests the material world. So the Tam na svena sada, the Lord is always in the spiritual world, but He creates the material world. Tejo bhadi mridam yata vinimayo yatra trisargo nasha, which is so well contrived that it appears to be real, as water in the desert appears to be real water, or as other things which are illusory appear to be real. Cosmic manifestation seems real, although it's not. That it's not real means that it's temporary. Everything is created, it grows, it stays for some time, dwindles, and finally disappears. But the spiritual world, everything is eternal. Anything else?
I'd like about reality.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just like you mentioned, water on a desert appears to be there. So that seems to indicate that there is some reality in this material world. I mean,
yeah, it's a real reflection. A mirage is something real. It's a real mirage, but it's not real water. So the material world is real. It's a real illusion.
But in the material world, like, we talk about reality, you know, like...
We talk about it, but we don't have it. There's so many things that are said to be real, but they're not real. They seem real, but real means permanent. Just like a dream. A dream seems real, but the problem is you wake up and then your king, your throne is gone, your queen is gone, you know, it's all disappeared. So it's the same thing with when we wake up. You know, our throne appears real, our queen appears real, but then death comes or calamity comes and takes everything away. So it's only more real in the sense that that it lasts longer. The dream lasts 2 minutes, and the sleeping dream is 2 minutes, and the waking dream is 20 years or whatever it may be. But finally, death comes and it's all over. So how is it real? Real means permanent. In the spiritual world, everything is permanently real. Therefore, it's called relative truth. It depends on something else. Any other questions, comments?
Mm-hmm. Material world is reflection of the spiritual world. But is it just some parts, or is it everything of the spiritual?
Excuse me?
Is the material world just some parts, like reflection of the spiritual, or is it everything?
Is the material world just a reflection of the spiritual world, or is it everything?
Yeah, of the spiritual. Like reflection of the spirit.
The material world is a reflection of the spiritual world. It's comparing the Bhagavad Gita to an upside down tree. Upside down tree has its roots up and branches down, and you only see it in the water. The tree reflected in the water is not the real tree, but it indicates that there must be a real tree on the shore. The material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. Is that okay?
In the material world, is everything here?
Excuse me?
Is everything that's here in the material world, is that reflection of the spiritual
world? Yeah, everything that's here in the material world is a reflection of the spiritual world.
Or is it like some parts that's there that's not here?
Some parts there, what?
In the spiritual world that's not there.
So some parts there in the spiritual world that are not there?
That's not reflected here in the material world.
Is it an exact reflection?
It may not be exactly reflected, but it's more or less reflected. You can't expect exactly item for item reflection, but pretty much whatever you see here is a reflection of what's there. Imperfect reflection. Is that okay? It's like there's eating here, there's eating there, there's dancing here, there's dancing there. Any other questions or comments? Maybe we'll end here then. We'll continue. We can end here. We'll carry on tomorrow.
Okay.
Where we're leaving off. Okay.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.